Okay. So we are recording this so everybody is aware of it. My name is David Schlachter, and you have joined a Zoom call with Faith Church and Faith Christian School and Crossroads Resolution Group. My co-conciliator Roger is on the top left-hand side
of
your screen, and he has joined us as well. A couple housekeeping things before we go a little bit further. I think I've indicated to most of you as you have checked in this morning, I've got everybody muted except Roger and myself to try and avoid background noise until we get to the Q&A period. You do have a choice to either show your video or not show your video. In the lower left hand of your screen, there's a stop video button or start, and you can choose how you want to do that. And if you also want to change your name, you can just put your cursor over your picture. There's three dots in the upper right hand corner, and you can select rename, and you can put whatever name you want in. We just want people feeling comfortable with whatever they want to display. We are recording this introductory call so that it can be posted on the church website and watched for those who weren't able to attend it live. So with that, I just want to give you a greeting. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time on a Saturday morning to hear a little bit about who we are and what we are doing. We have put some information on the web page of the church, which hopefully most of you have already been able to read. But my name is David Schlachter. I'm one of the principals of Crossroad Resolution Group. And Roger is one of the conciliators that works with us on a regular basis. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and Roger is from Salem, so we're at least close. But typically we would be having these kinds of conversations in person, but given the health situation and the pandemic right now, this is the best solution, and hopefully it works well. Someone did caution us that we have to watch out, and I'm aware of Zoom bombs. If that happens, we'll terminate this and reschedule it. I'm going to wait a few more minutes, and then I'm going to lock the participants to maybe avoid that. But I want to give a few more minutes before I do that. So our organization is an organization that focuses on helping churches, ministries, businesses, marriages, and families actually address conflict using biblically faithful concepts in the way they do that. The work that we have been requested to assist Faith Church and Faith Christian School with is to actually help people within that community, in your community, to address some unresolved conflicts. They involve some individuals, not everybody, and over time, people will be working with us as we have those conversations. We are a third-party neutral, is the way we define ourselves, that which means we're not here to represent anyone's voice or position, but we're here to essentially call people to God's word and to look to God's word as a guide on how we interact and talk with each other. And we address these things. Our goal, and I think the goal that we know is the same goal of the church and the school, as they've asked us for their help, for our help, is that people would be able to seek reconciliation as God calls us to do, and would also be able to discuss, you know, the kinds of issues that need to be resolved or are decided over the various issues that are raised. And so we're here to help assist in that. So that's a little bit of who we are. Just want to give that up front so people know why they've clicked into this. This is a introductory seminar for the purpose of our call to give people a highlight of what's available in terms of some teaching, as well as what's available in understanding our process and our plan here. So before we jump into that, I'm going to let Roger open us with prayer, and then he's going to give a quick overview of the process and plan that we're providing. So you can be aware of that. And then when he's done with that, I'll talk a little bit more about a teaching piece, the seminar that's available, and some steps that we're taking and that you can take with us. So Roger, I'll let you open us with prayer.
Sure. Let's pray together. Father, we are your people, and we are so grateful that we are. You have reached out, have initiated in every one of our lives, and opened our hearts and drawn us into fellowship with you. And we just want to tell you how grateful we are for that. To think about that very deeply is just jaw-dropping. We're awed that your care, your interest, your mercy, your grace toward us. Thank you. Now, as we work together in this conversation, Lord, I'm asking that you would you begin a work that shifts and engages us in a way that we will experience your presence, and we'll experience your ways of dealing with with our disagreements, with our pain, with our offenses, so that we can be who Jesus asked you to make us. And that's one with in such a magnificent way, a unity among us that is so just brilliant, that people will know, as Jesus said was the way it would happen, the people will know that he's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. He is who he says he is, who you declare him to be. Lord, Jesus said people will know that by our unity. And so a significant part of what our hearts are being drawn to as and ask you to really fulfill in us as we work together is to be that kind of people that just demonstrate the reality of Christ in this world to the people that know us and watch us. So, Lord, this is just a brief conversation, but let it be a starting place. Let our hearts start to come alive afresh to you and your purposes this morning. So, Lord, all of that is supernatural. There isn't any of it that we can do ourselves. So we're declaring our desperate dependence and need for you to do it, but we're also expressing our gratitude because we're asking you to do things that you say you'll do in your people. And so, Lord, we believe you. Thank you that this is what we can expect. So for the honor of Christ, for the demonstration of his reality in our lives and in our community of faith at Faith Church, let this be. We ask in the name and the power and the reality of Christ as our life for these things. So thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. We want to give you a kind of a brief overview of our assistance process and the plan that we have in place for Faith Church. First, let me say that the church has posted an explanation from us on a separate page on the church webpage called Pursuing Peace Together. And I think we're going to show you some links to that.
It's coming.
At least it's our plan to show you some links. On that posting, we provide a more in-depth explanation about the assistance that we're providing in the processes that we follow. So you can engage more fully in understanding that if you choose to. So you're, I believe, going to see the links on your screen shortly.
Yeah, just keep going, Roger. I'm having a little trouble getting my screen share to work here. So.
Yeah. We'll keep going. You can also see these if you go to the recording of this session, because we'll make sure it's there, and that'll be posted on the web on the church website too. There you go.
There you go.
So there are links. If you don't get all that down, you can ask the church office, and they'll provide them to you, or you can email David. We're going to give you his contact information after a bit. You can just reach out to him if that's the best way for you to get that information. Well, so there are several basic steps in our process. First of all, we've done and will continue to do as needed in-depth video calls. As Dave said, we normally would do those in person with involved individuals. Secondly, we're providing instruction to the entire church and the school community regarding biblically faithful principles for addressing unresolved conflict. And you're going to hear some more about that from Dave in a few minutes. So these principles that we are providing and giving instruction in apply in all areas of your life. And they are the principles that we're going to be asking individuals with whom we'll be working as we serve you to consider and apply as well. Then we'll conduct preparation and coaching video conferences with the individuals to be involved in assisted conversations with each other. These assisted conversations are what we refer to as mediations. Then we'll facilitate the mediations between the involved individuals. Following that, we'll be assisting the participants in these assisted conversations to share the outcome of their mediations as appropriate. And then finally, we'll be assisting the church and the school to develop and implement a restoration plan that's based on the outcomes of the mediations. So I encourage you to review the information about our work on the church website. And then at the end of our call today, we'll invite questions that you may have. So I encourage us to go ahead and note those as we go along and be prepared for that conversation at the end of this presentation. David?
Okay, thanks. So what I would like to do next is just talk to you a little bit about the seminar video. It's part of the instruction piece that we want to make available to everybody in your church and school community. So before I talk about it, I'll let everybody who's on the call this morning and everybody who may be watching this later, I would just encourage you to share this information, and particularly the information about accessing the seminar video, with everybody that you know. Encourage them to access it. It is really a teaching that is applicable not to any specific conflict, but it's applicable to every aspect of your life, whether it's your marriage, your family, work, or whatever. So typically when we work with churches, one of the first things we do is we want to give a seminar, usually a live seminar about over a Saturday, that addresses all the various biblical principles that God puts to us in His Word on what we do with conflict and how we address it. And again, a conflict can be described as simply as a disagreement, a difference of priorities or views on something, to something more serious, like offending one another in a relationship that ends up in a strained or broken relationship. So it includes all of those. But since we can't do it live, what we've decided to do is to share with you a video of that same seminar that was done back in January of this year with another church that we serve. Two of our other conciliators, Kristen and Paul, were the instructors or the presenters. And as you go to that video and watch it, you'll see them go through the entire seminar and the material. Now, the seminar itself, the one that's been recorded and that you'll see, It doesn't talk about anybody's specific conflict, so you don't have to worry about eavesdropping in the other church's issues. It's a general seminar. It's not going to raise any issues, obviously, that somebody from faith might feel are particular. They do use some video clips as kind of case studies to talk about, and some of their own stories. The presenters talk about some of their own examples and stories, but they're general in nature. So the seminar has been recorded in two segments. There's a first session and a second session. Each one is about 2.5 hours long. And if you see now, if you go to the website, the first session is on the website. It's on a YouTube recording. You just click on it and you can watch it. The 2.5 hour seminar, or the first session, it actually breaks into, I think, about three logical segments. So you can watch whatever time frame you have, stop it, pause it, come back to it, watch it with your spouse or your family members, and go through it. We are encouraging that people try and watch it over this next week, and actually have an opportunity to get through that first session. At the end of that first session, we are then going to have another Zoom call like this. It'll be on April 13th at 7 p.m. and also April 14th at 9 a.m. It'll be the same thing that we're doing here. And what that live Zoom call will be designed to do is to actually answer questions that you might have from watching the seminar. Oftentimes people watch it and say, well, I didn't really understand that concept completely. Can you talk a little bit more about that? And so we want to give people an opportunity to have that live interaction with us, not just watching a video. So we'll do that on the 13th at 7 p.m. and again on the 14th at 9 a.m. And again, those links to those particular Zoom calls are on the website, and you'll be able to find them there. The other thing I would offer to let you know is write down your questions as you watch the video. And if you even want to email those to me in advance, that would be fine as well. We'll take those and either make sure that we address them in that review call, or we'll address them to you specifically in answering them if it doesn't take a lengthy reply. I'm not really proficient on typing long emails, so if it's simple and to the point, I'll probably reply to you. Otherwise, we'll do it in the Zoom call. The other important thing to know about the seminar and the video of the seminar is that we're asking each of you to also pick up and follow along with a participant guide. Let me put it up here. So this is a copy of the participant guide that goes with the seminar. It's a hard copy. It's about 40 pages long. It has a good summary of what is presented and gives you a place to both take notes and to also watch or follow along on the key elements that are being discussed. And these seminar guides are available at the church. I think you've received an email that tells you you can run by the church. They'll be sitting outside by the front door. Just pick one up and take it home. Would encourage that at least each household or each couple who's watching it together have one of these participant guides. I think it'll really be an important add to your learning. If you want an electronic copy of it, because you can't come and pick one up, if you contact the church office, they can email you an electronic copy of this guide. The key is you'll need to have a second device so you can have the guide open while you're watching the video, but that is also available if you contact the church. Inside that guide, you're also going to see a little fourfold brochure. It looks like this, and it's simply a summary that we use of all the key concepts and principles that are covered in the are most of them that are covered in the seminar. And it's kind of a, you can carry it around with you, use it as a reminder type piece. So you, that's already in that guide when you pick it up, and it will be available to you. So, so the other piece about the seminar is, as I said, the first session is on the website now and you can watch it. The second session will be available probably midweek of this coming week. I'll be working with the church office to get that to them and posting it. So they'll both be there. Obviously, as with anything, there's an order to things. So watch number one before you watch number two. It'll just make a lot more sense. It's a little bit common sense, but I just want to emphasize that. But like with the first session, we will have a follow-up Zoom call again. This one will be on April 20th at 7 p.m. and again repeated on April 21st at 9 a.m. Again, that will be designed so we can answer any questions that people have concerning the second session of the seminar. So plan to join us on the 20th at 7 p.m. or again on the 21st at 9 a.m. And as we pointed out earlier, the links to all of the Zoom calls, to the webinar, to the information that we've already posted are all on the church website. They're under news and updates. So if you go to that heading and click on it, you'll see about the third item down, it says Pursuing Peace Together. And if you click on that, that takes you to all of these different items. And we just really encourage you to read those and to understand what we're doing, but also primarily to watch the seminar to receive that learning. So the next piece I just want to cover is kind of this question of, so what do I do now? Some people who may be listening to this say, well, I'm directly involved in a disagreement with somebody in the church and school community and I need to address it. And so your involvement will look a little bit different. Others will say, well, I don't really think that I'm part of it. I may think I know something. I don't know what I know or what I don't know. And what do I do with that? How do I engage with the rest of the community? And what I would tell you is there's a couple key things that I would just point you to, whether regardless of what your level of involvement is and what and your level of working with us will be. One is I just ask you to be really focused on seeking God's will, thinking about what does he call me to do, also looking for God's wisdom in this matter, and following his principles. There are some basic outline things that we recommend people do or avoid that were on a article that got posted about a week ago. It's on the website again under the news and updates. I'd encourage you to read that. I'm not going to cover that here again. You can read that for yourself. But there's some real practical things that you can just do, like being wise on how you use social media in terms of discussing or commenting on whatever disagreements, whether they're ones that we're assisting you with or your own. I'll just tell everybody, social media is not the friend of conflict resolution. It generally makes it worse or creates more conflict. So it's not the medium to use. The other thing that you can do is we would encourage you to obviously watch the seminars, but there's some additional resources that we want to draw everyone's attention to. Let me put these up here as I talk. These are four different resources that I think would really help anybody who wants to know more or just kind of dig a little bit deeper after they watch the seminar. Ken Sandy is the author of The Peacemaker, and The Peacemaker is an excellent book. It's a little bit longer read, about 300 pages, I think. And it goes into a little more detail than you can actually get from the seminar itself, both in the discussion of the concepts and then being cited to the biblical passages regarding each one. So if you want to dig deeper, I would really encourage you to buy The Peacemaker and read it. If you're not a big reader or you don't have the time to read 300 pages, Resolving Everyday Conflict, the second resource noted there, is also by Ken Sandy and another author. It's basically kind of a reader's digest version of The Peacemaker. It's about 100 pages long, hits the highlights, probably a 40-minute read from front to back, so it's worth getting and reading as well. Another book that I would recommend that has been put out is called The Young Peacemaker, the student edition. It was written to cover the same information, but really targeted towards middle school, high school, college age individuals, and would encourage anybody listening to this who has a family with kids that age, buy a copy, have your kids read it, discuss it with them. It's an excellent way to bring these concepts into your family and put them into practice. So would encourage, all of those are available either through Peacemaker, through RW360, which is Ken Sandy's current organization, or you can obviously get them on Amazon as well. The fourth one on that list is a free online course that Ken Sandy, through his current organization, RW360, is offering, and it's called Discovering Relational Wisdom. So it's an online course that you can take at your own convenience. There's 8 segments to it. Each one is about 30 minutes long with some teaching by Ken, a video that he shows and discusses. He uses movie clips to kind of help you think through some concepts, so it makes it pretty interesting. And this course is really designed to help us look at emotional intelligence, which we've all heard about, but to look at it from a biblical framework. And so it helps us understand, how do we relate to other people well in every day, but also when we're in a conflict. So it's well worth your time and effort to access that course. And just so you know, Ken has been gracious during this pandemic to make that course free to anybody who wants to access it. So you can go on to that website that I note there and access that online course without a cost. So would really encourage you to do that. The other thing that you can do for each other, and I would really encourage this, is that we need to be praying for each other. Whether we're simply praying for people who were in direct disagreement or conflict with, or just praying for people who we know are working through things. Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, I'm not going to read it here, but would encourage you to go read it on your own, and then pray it daily for someone in your church and school community. God tells us over and over again that coming to Him in prayer and to pray for each other is a critical aspect of being in a community of believers. And so I would encourage each of you to be in prayer for each other, praying these verses for someone specific each day. Think of someone that you know you want to pray for, put their name in place of the word "you" as you read that scripture, and pray it regularly. So let me see if I've missed anything here. So those are the things that you can be doing now. The other thing Roger mentioned about contacting us if you have questions, and I'm going to put my contact information up here right now while I talk. Roger, are you seeing that clearly?
I am. Yeah, okay. It's showing. Yeah.
Okay. So what I want everybody to, who's listening to this, to understand is that, as Roger said, one of the things we do is we want to talk to people who are directly involved in a disagreement or a conflict with someone else within the school and church community, and there's a need for assistance in helping you resolve it. That doesn't mean everybody will be contacted and have a conversation with us, but many of you will be, and we're in the process of doing that. But there's also some people who may say, well, I think I should be involved, or I feel right now that I have an issue or concern that I'm not getting resolved and I don't know what to do with it. And so our invitation to you is, if you want to talk to somebody and really assess, how should I be thinking about the situation that I'm in? What should I do about it? How should I respond? If you will email me, you can also call at that number. But if you will email me, I'll schedule a call with either Roger, myself, or Allison Pickering is another one of our conciliators who works with us. And she can be available as well if that's somebody you would prefer to talk to. And we'll set up a conversation to at least have an opportunity to hear your concern and to give you some coaching on how to think about it and how to respond to it, and help you kind of think through a plan or a step forward. So I want to invite anybody listening to this to take advantage of reaching out. We can usually will respond to you the same day or within the next day and set up a call as quickly as we can. I think that's about it. So as I indicated, invite other people to listen to this call. This various information that I've shown on the screen will also be online with a recording of this call, so people can access the context, the contacts, and the various links as well. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to unmute everybody. See if I'm doing this. Okay. So I think everybody is now unmuted, giving you a chance to all talk at once if you want. But we want to give you a few minutes here. If there's a question about what we've just talked about, and that would be helpful for you to better understand, to just let you raise those, and we'll do our best to answer those. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. If you don't have a question, that's okay. But if you do, I'll just let you speak up. It should be when you speak up, you'll see your screen kind of light up with a yellow line around it. So we'll know who's talking, and I'll try and manage it so we don't have too many conversations at once. So, you know, are there any questions from anybody who's listening?
One technical item. If for some reason you prefer to not have your mic open, you can mute at your end. If you know there's going to be some background noise or something, you can mute at your end, and we can still process this. So just so you know, you have that freedom too.
Not hearing anything. I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it. That's okay. Maybe we were just so absolutely clear that it's not needed. So,
or so confusing that people can't even figure out their questions.
David, I have a question.
Yes.
If we read the book, the Peacemaker book, then the second thing that you said was kind of a Reader's Digest version of it. We probably don't need to read that because that's just a condensed version of the book. Is that right?
That's correct. I would encourage you to get one or the other. And now if you are going to do it with a young person, most young people would rather read the Young Peacemaker Student Edition than either of those other two books. It just, it's written to that audience. So you might consider that.
Okay.
And David, are those available at the church office now, or is it going to be a few days?
Well, the participant guides, let me show you, remind you what the participant guide look like here. The participant guide is available at the church now, and you go by and you can pick it up. And that's what you want to have when you listen or watch the video of the seminar. The actual books, you'll have to order yourself either online, or you can go to that rw360.org page. They have a bookstore and you can order it directly from them. I think the book is about, the Peacemaker is about $13. Resolving Every Day Conflict is about $9. So I would encourage you, if you want a book, to go online and order it. It is, the Peacemaker is also available as an audio book.
David, I have a question also.
Yes.
Can you clarify, is this information going out to school families as well, or is it primarily going through church?
So it's being shared through the church website, but it's being shared by the school with their families, parents, staff, and inviting them, telling them where they access it on the church website. So it is being distributed to everybody within the church as well as the school community. And we would just, to the extent that you know people in both communities, and whether they're members of your church now or not, I would just encourage you to encourage them to access the seminar and any of the information under the Pursuing Peace Together page on the church website.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And I'm sure if this, the availability is going to be continually put out there and shared. I think I understand from Derek that, it's referenced in the Sunday morning worship time that is on video, and working with the school board, they're doing the same kind of, continual and repeated reminding, here it is, please go access it. The other thing I will tell anybody listening to this, if you engage at a level where we're talking with you and doing some coaching and some preparation for a meeting together, one of the questions we're going to have for each one of those people is, have you watched the seminar? And if they haven't, we're going to ask you to go watch the seminar. As well as be really, to have spent the time to really understand, because it will make the conversations that you have with each other much more effective. We know that people who are prepared with that information are able to come in and have better conversations with each other and understand what God's calling them to do. So, any other questions?
David and Roger, just a comment.
Yes.
Not going to be news to either of you. My particular age group in the church, not probably very many in the school, finds what we're trying to do here this morning sort of like learning to speak Sanskrit. Where to dive into a website, how to access or download Zoom or join it, even being comfortable with finding buttons to mute and unmute and video and unvideo. So it's just a really big challenge. I understand, welcome to the world we're in right now. But from a church standpoint, trying to engage as many of my age group is going to be a really big challenge.
Yeah. So a couple suggestions that I would have for you who do have some familiarity with this is be in conversation with that group of people. And it may not just be an age demographic. Don, I know that, people who look like you and me and Roger are assumed to be less proficient, but there's people younger than us who also struggle with this. So this is part of community. You may need to pick up a phone to somebody that you say, I really want to encourage them to listen to that and call them up and say, how can I help you access this? Can I walk you through it? And get on your computer while I'm on the phone with you, and I'll walk you through where to find it and get it started. So the more of us who are familiar with it, who can do that with others, the better dissemination of the information will be. So I really would encourage all of us where we have those connections to try and do that. Other thing that I can encourage, you know, for you, Michael and Derek and other leaders in the church, is to think about how can you help people who don't have ready access by the internet get access to either the video somewhere. And I'm not sure I have a solution to that, but if you can come up with a creative method of getting the YouTube either put on a DVD for somebody or something like that, that might be an option. But whatever you can do to help people access it will be important. So Don, I appreciate that concern.
Yeah, Dave, I'm interested. Don, do you have any suggestions about how we might make that work better?
I really don't. This is just such a an interesting time. I was smiling when you were saying, watch these if you have the time. If you don't have the time to watch these, I kind of laughed. Time is what everybody has, and content is something that people are looking for. During this period of time, it's just being sophisticated enough to go find it. Even this morning, and we've gotten good communication from the church, as you've already indicated, but even going back and finding that and then trying to figure out where's the link and knowing you need to have a code for Zoom and, you know, all those kinds of things, I just thought to myself, wow, we almost need to have a seminar about how to access the seminar.
Yeah, that's true. One thing I mentioned, again, I'm speaking to Derek and Michael because I know you guys as the elders. If there's something you can do on your website to make it more obvious with a link on your homepage, right now, unless I know to go to news and updates, I'm not ever going to see Pursuing Peace Together. So maybe if there's a quick link on that website called Pursuing Peace Seminar that takes you directly to the seminar video with a link to all the background information. It's another way to just get people there really quick so they don't get frustrated.
Yeah,
I
don't know if the church has like a phone tree, like some churches have the phone tree, like automated computer call everybody thing. Like maybe there could be like an audio file of the videos, or I had a crazy thought. I know there's a few churches that are going to do like a drive-in movie type church service where everyone sits in their cars. So maybe our seniors could drive up to the church and like watch a video on the wall at night, you know, and you could like broadcast the frequency to their car radio, but out there, I don't know. But if there could be an audio version of the teaching, you know, maybe it could be like an automated phone call where people know like the phone call is going to be half an hour. At least they could just answer their phone and put it on speakerphone or something like that, as far as getting it to the people who maybe aren't on the web.
Yeah. And if you did that, you could actually break up the seminar into about 45 minute segments. Because there's like three teaching segments in each of the two sessions. So you could, if you can do something like that and it works, that's a great idea, Ben. And I'll leave that to the technology guys to figure it out. So
yeah, just make sure there's popcorn.
So curious whether or not the leadership would be open to renaming our church to be the Motor View Faith Church. To those of you in Portland, and say that was our dearly departed drive-in theater that we had here for a long time.
So, any other questions? We're getting past the time that I committed to keep this in. But if there's a particular question that somebody really needs to have answered now, I want to take that. Is there anything else that anybody has? So I just want to remind you and anybody listening to this, if you have additional questions from this presentation or at any point about what we're doing, please email me and we'll respond. As we've already indicated in kind of the guidelines, what we don't respond to is we don't talk about the conflicts that we're working with or the people who are in those as we're working. That is a confidential piece. It doesn't mean the outcome of the mediations is going to be kept secret. As Roger already mentioned, part of the work that we do is people are able to work through their disagreements and their concerns, that they actually come to reconciliation and resolution. And what comes out of that is people naturally need to and want to share with the larger body how God has worked and what he has done, and we'll help people do that. So that will, from that standpoint, it is a more than just a couple people involved, but take advantage of this opportunity to just learn the biblical concepts for you personally and to put them in place. Outside of the church, each of us have conflict at home. If you're like me, it's with your spouse from time to time, or it's with your kids, or it's with your coworker. And what you learn has direct application to each of those situations. So invite you to take advantage of this opportunity. So with that, Roger, I'll just let you close us with prayer, and then we'll end this particular recording.
So pray again with me. Father, we ask you to initiate some movement in our hearts along a path on a journey that you're taking us into a deeper sense of your life among us. And I just want to, we just want to tell you thank you that you've done that and that you are going to continue to order our steps and to take us more fully into things that you intend to make part of our lives and the life that we live together as a community of faith. So we just want to thank you for that and invite you to continue it. Reveal yourself to each one and deepen our sense of both your presence and also how to walk in these things so that we really are honoring you. And our first thoughts go to what's on your heart for this, and what's your wisdom, and what's your ways for us to walk in the things that lie ahead of us. So thank you, Lord. Thanks for each one who is on this call and is listening to you. We just look forward to how you're going to be at work in our lives. So with grateful hearts, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful Saturday and weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hang